Exam Practice Test 6, Listening, Part 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear a man who works in a tourist information office talking to a woman who wants information about tours. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Morning, Kingstown Tourist Information. This is David speaking. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Look, I'm coming to Kingstown on holiday and wondered if you could give me some information about tours.
Yes, of course. Is there anything particular you're interested in?
Well, I heard there was a glowworm tour.
Yes, indeed. It's $93 and lasts for 3 hours.
And what are the main activities?
Well, the first thing is traveling to the other side of the lake.
You mean by boat?
No, it's the little train that runs along the shore of the lake. It's very popular.
Oh, my children will love that.
And that's how you get round to the caves. This is where the glowworms live. So you spend some time exploring the caves and looking at the remarkable lights and patterns given off by the worms in the dark.
That does sound interesting. And any other information?
Oh, just one thing. How old are your children?
7 and 10. Why?
No, that's okay. It's just that children must be 5 or older to go in the caves. Otherwise, they might get scared in the dark. But yours will be fine.
Okay, well, that's one to think about. And what about Silver Fjord? That's so famous, we'd like to go there.
Well, a day trip costs $220.
And how do we travel down to the fjord? Fly?
That's a lot more expensive, I'm afraid. On this tour, you go in a coach. It's about a 2-hour drive through fantastic scenery.
Do we get a break? I think my children might get a bit bored.
Yes, you stop at Easton.
That's to take a walk, is it?
Yes, there's a nice path by the river. You stop in Easton for 30 minutes, so there's plenty of time.
That sounds nice.
So then you get down to Silver Fjord, and you really spend most of the day going for a cruise on the fjord. It's spectacular mountain scenery. And you also cruise past a huge waterfall, which is another highlight of the day.
Well, that does sound amazing. And should we bring our own food, or is lunch provided?
No, lunch is included. It's a barbecue on the boat.
And what about marine life?
Yes, you'll definitely see seals.
Dolphins?
No, not in that part of the country. But if you're lucky, there will be whales as well.
Oh, well, my kids would absolutely love that.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Then another popular option is the High Country Tour. That's $105.
Oh, I heard about this. You visit a historic home, don't you?
Yes, that's right. And they serve you lunch.
Is that actually inside the house?
No, at this time of year, it'll be the garden, which is really pretty.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Yes, it's a really great meal, apparently.
And what about in the afternoon?
You go up and have a look around the farm. It's just close to the house. So if you're from the city, it's a chance to really see what life is like here. The High Country Tour gets excellent reviews from visitors.
Great! So then what about the zip line? My children really want to do that. How much is it?
The zip line is $75.
And is it safe?
Absolutely. You are suspended from the wire in a special harness, and then you just glide down the wire.
My friend said that below you, you've got this amazing ancient forest.
That's right, and it's really special to see it from above. Not something we do very often, if you think about it.
No, I suppose that's true. And, I mean, how fast do you go?
Hang on, I've got the information here. 68 kilometers an hour.
That doesn't mean much to me. What's that in miles?
Yes, it's here. In miles per hour, it's about 43.
Wow! My kids will definitely want to do that. Okay, well, look, I'll just talk it over with my husband and...
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.